Here's what you need to know with Kendall Gilding from 7 News.
Morning again, Kendall. Hey, listen, there's trouble brewing up north, is there?
Not a surprise, but this has to do with a Queensland politician who actually got knocked out while celebrating his birthday in a Townsville nightclub.
And not by Cyclone Kimmy.
You might have heard this story kicking around. So it's Labor MP Les Walker. He's the member for Mundingburgh. And it happened in the early hours of one of the, you know, over the weekend at the Mad Cow Tavern. If anyone's been to Townsville, they will know the Mad Cow.
Everybody's been to the Cow.
Even if you're not from Townsville, you know the Mad Cow.
You know the Cow, of course.
Kendall, you and I know what their slogan is, don't we?
I don't. What is it?
Partying until the cows come home.
Okay. Makes sense.
Is that what he was doing? How did he find himself in hot water, Kendall?
He was. So, well, they're not really saying, except that he was knocked out and had to be taken to hospital. The development on this story is that two guys have actually been banned from the city's party precinct. Not a big deal, but look, they're 19 and 21, so they're probably pretty devastated. And
is there any suggestion they're army blokes? Because there's so many army blokes up in Townsville.
At this stage. Could be, but not sure.
Well, they say nothing good happens after midnight. 56-year-old partying in Townsville at 1 a.m. Never a good look, particularly for an MP. I mean, Marta, you came to my birthday drinks. What time did you go home? 7:45?
7:45. That's what time old people go home. Hold on, listen to this one, Kendall. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, meanwhile, conceded the last time she'd been out at 1 a.m. was probably when she was in her 20s in the 1990s. So thanks, Nana.
Not a surprise.
Oh, dear. So what are we going to do about it? So just it'll disappear? Yeah, that's right.
Any charges being laid?
Not at this stage. So they're still investigating. But to be honest, I'd say it's slim.
Kendall,
we'll see.
If you were sitting in the studio here with us this morning, you would see that Marto wears this. What do you call that, Marto? It's like a bandana thing.
No, it's a face mask.
It's his face. It's his version.
I haven't been pulled up on it yet, but it's a neck warmer thing that I use for riding so I don't get burnt. And then I just pull it up when I see someone who thinks
need a mask.
Yes, yes.
Well, we are in a phase of mandatory masking, and we have to wear them here when we're walking in and around the office. Yeah. When is that going to end? Please tell us it's Friday when we wake up.
That is what we're hoping for. So we've had 8 days of no community transmission. So the big change when these restrictions lift will be that masks, you don't even have to carry them anymore. Like, it's not mandatory to have one on you at all times. So the only place you'd have to wear one would be the airport. That's kind of become a bit of a national rule moving forward. So,
well, what about taxis, Kendall? Anything about that? Like, I caught a cab home yesterday from the cricket, ride sharing. Is that going to continue, do you reckon?
Look, I'd say it will. Mm. It's actually, like, the Premier might clarify that because that's an interesting one. You have to do it on public transport. So I'd say you should have to do it in rideshare. But I don't think that's actually been considered yet.
The good
so
news
we'll
is
find out.
For most of us, for most of the time, the masks will go.
Back to normal
that's
on Friday.
That's right. Thank goodness.
Now, we're just a pair of dumbasses, Margot and I,
well,
but someone like you, all right, but you girls would obviously know. The few times I've been out in the last week or so, tell me what the difference is between the coronavirus at chair level while I'm sitting down, I have to wear a mask. As soon as I stand up, is there something in that zone just above 1.5 metres that the coronavirus exists? What's wrong with standing up and not having to wear a mask compared to sitting down?
Has it got anything to do, Kendall, with hot air rising?
I have no idea. I went to the Gabba on Friday to watch the cricket.
Thank you.
It's so bizarre. If you're in your chair, you don't have to wear one. But if you want to go to the loo, you have to have one on. I'm like, there's walls here separating the people from me.
Anyway. Whatever it is, it's working because there's no COVID.
That's right.
Yeah, we are very fortunate.
No community transmission. We are winning the war.
Okay. Kendall Gilding from 7 News. You can catch all the latest breaking news.
Can I give a breaking
on
news?
On 7. Oh, yes, Marto.
As we farewell Kendall, we'll see her this afternoon. Dog on the loose on the M1 southbound at Greenslopes.
Oh, no.
It's running back towards the traffic. If you're going down the M1 southbound towards the coast, be careful around Greenslopes.
7 News, Monday to Friday, 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Kendall, thanks for joining the Big Breakfast again.
Thanks for having me, guys.